Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
Get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Loose Fridays are back, dudes.
How good is it? How good is a Friday show, guys?
It's my best, usually.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, all of them are pretty good. I'm really talented in the radio sphere.
What's your vibiest? Let's go with that.
It is, especially this Friday, today.
Why were you so up today?
My boyfriend landed during our show in Melbourne, so I'm about to hightail it down the Hume to go see him.
Well, maybe we should have done the show in about an hour, from 2 hours from now, because you would have been even vibier. Imagine after you've seen him.
I know. It'll be crazy. And then tonight, we're going to see the West Coast Eagles, my boys, take on the Geelong Cats in the finals. So,
lots to get excited for, isn't there? Yeah. Life's too good, man. Let's just enjoy it.
September's great. How good's September?
Starting to warm up a little bit. You can smell the barbecues a little bit, and footy's final as well. My Canberra Raiders are playing tomorrow night. I'm so excited.
Do you reckon you'll win?
I have every hope in the world, yes. I do know it's the toughest game in sport, though, Melbourne in Melbourne, so I have my fingers crossed.
Well, good luck, buddy.
Thank you.
Go for your team if you go for mine. How's that?
You know what? I would prefer the West Coast Eagles to beat Geelong.
Oh, thank you.
Don't like Geelong.
Thank you very much.
Even though you are drug cheats, so.
That's very raw.
We spoke about that, did we, in the catch-up?
We spoke about it in trending. Pop it in, though. Why not?
I probably won't. Let's just say one of the players got done for doing drugs.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Not doing drugs. No, swapping out his pee.
See, she's defending her team already.
Yes, of course
so defensive for a drug-cheating team.
His name's Willie Rioli. I love Willie, okay?
I know you love Willie. He's a great player.
Anyway, today's catch-up is fun. It is loose. So we'll get into it. We won't keep you up any longer. Enjoy.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch-up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
At the moment, we spoke about it on the show yesterday, that there's a Facebook page going around called Shoddy Towns of Australia. Not using the word shoddy, using a different word that starts with the same letters, though.
Not allowed to say it on the radio.
Not allowed to say it. But basically, it's trying to ascertain what is the shoddiest town in the country. And they do knockout stages each week. At the moment, Shepparton is still in the running. It's the round of 16.
And as a lover of Shepparton, as a resident of Shepparton's, we're not happy.
We're not happy at all, because we're not the shoddiest town in Australia. We're the best town in Australia.
That's right.
So this week we're up against Wagga Wagga. Get on this Facebook page, vote for
Wagga
Wagga.
Wagga
Wagga as the worst one. But at the moment we thought we'd get together a couple of sledges from you, which we got on the show yesterday, and we'd call our counterparts at Hit Wagga Wagga. His name's Dane. He joins us now. Morning, Dane.
Oh, good morning, guys. Great to be with you. Long-time listener, first-time contributor.
Is it great to be with us because we're in a better town than you? Is that what you're saying? Or
next question.
You a big fan of the show, mate, because we're in the Goulburn Valley, or just because you like Josiah and Ellie?
No, well, it's funny you mentioned that, Josiah, because I like every good interview, and I did some research and went to Wikipedia, and I did find, mate, you're a notable person.
Huh?
In Wikipedia, under Arts and Entertainment, Josiah is there from the Hit GV Radio team. The funny thing about that is, though, mate, you don't actually have a Wikipedia page. It was in red.
Hang on. Are you kidding me?
You're not even from the bloody town.
Are you being serious? Is he on the Wikipedia? Am I on it?
Ellie, you are not on
it. Are you kidding me?
Wow, this is actually news to us, Dane. You've actually blown our minds this morning.
Well, do you want to continue with this slag off, or should we just leave it there?
The fact
that I appreciate you, Josiah, but not enough to have an actual page and just leave Ellie off everything. You're welcome. Mic drop. I'm out.
Is just another reason to love Shepparton even more.
Why, that they don't care about Ellie?
Well, at least our notable... Do you know what? Josiah's better than some of your notable people. Dame Edna Everidge. Come on. Come on, Dane.
She is a national treasure. Not only that, guys, can I just bring something to your attention?
Yeah, of course.
You're in the heart of AFL territory there in Shepparton, right?
Yeah.
The best you can do is side bottom.
Yeah.
My friends, only half of us here play the game, and we've given the league Wayne Carey, Paul Kelly, the Danahers.
Mate, Wayne Carey tore apart a whole club.
Yeah, let's go back to Wayne Carey and sit there. If Wayne Carey's a reflection of Wagga Wagga, I'm staying out.
Yeah.
It shows you've got good rehabilitation, though.
Oh, I mean, there's a good point.
All right, Dane. Okay, this is not okay. You've come out guns blazing. I wasn't expecting this. I want to congratulate you, though, at Wagga Wagga.
Yes, thank you.
You're one of the fastest growing inland cities in Australia. Well done.
The biggest
problem
inland
is, South
City.
Problem is you come ninth in the list of fastest inland growing cities. Are you kidding me? Ninth.
At least that's top 10. Always find the positives, my friend.
No, no. You don't want to be top 10, bro. Ninth is not. You don't even get an I ran in a race ribbon for ninth.
How the hell is Wagga Wagga still a name as well? As an Albanian, I'm quite offended by that name. The fact that a town can have Wog in it, you know, it just doesn't sit well with me.
But you know what?
You guys are racist.
Let's circle back to that. That's a great point, Josiah. The name. Let's just focus on Wagga Wagga for a second. Yep. We had a couple of people contribute to our Sledge of Wagga yesterday. Okay. We had Sam from Shep. She came in with this one.
That's
actually pretty good, I'll give it that.
Yeah? Okay. All right, what about Mike's?
Look, you know the old saying of they named it so nice, they had to say it twice?
Yes.
Why is that the case with Wagga Wagga?
Mate, we'll give it to Couscous, but not to Wagga.
Oh, my God, please. Look, the only thing you guys have really going for you is that Melbourne's so close. I'm surprised there's anyone in Shepparton anyway.
Well, you know what you've got close to you? Kapooka Army Base. Do you need to, like, defend people from getting in or out? What's the deal with that?
Well, a bit of both, and at least we're safe. Can we discuss quickly as well the painted cows?
Yeah, we can.
Tourist attraction. What's wrong with that?
It's a treasure of Victoria.
No sledge. I just don't understand them. I just don't get it. Much like the town that you live in.
Is it a bit too cultured for you? Do you not understand art?
We're the home of culture, mate. We've got the amazing glass museum. We've got the glass art gallery. How about yourself, Sam? Art museum. It's all ceramics. Is it at Ethel's place? Is she 90? Is it a home museum?
Hey, we've got glass pipes here, all right?
Yeah, plenty of those.
It breaks easily. Like your jaws.
Oh God, all right. I feel like this could go on for days and days and days.
Good luck, Dane. You guys need it.
You've been a great sport. May the best town win Wagga Wagga versus Shep in the Shoddy Town Showdown. Good luck, buddy.
Who do you think won this one, though?
Us, obviously.
Thanks, guys.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
It is all happening in this studio this morning. I have one angry co-host and I am one proud man.
I don't know where to start, whether I start with this.
I get angry.
Whether I go for more of an investigative theme. I'm going to start by being angry. So we just did a Shoddy Town Showdown with Wagga Wagga. Dane, who does our job over there, did a bit of research into Shepparton. And while he was researching, he Googled Shep and Wikipedia came up, which has got all the, you know, the go-to for all information. Scroll down on Wikipedia and you'll see that under notable people.
So notable people, anyone people has a list of those people. Not a big list.
Not a big list. Not a big list at all. Should I read out some of the people who are on the list?
Yeah, give us some of the big names.
Okay. Under arts and music, let's go to that. Briggs.
Huge.
Anson Cameron, an author. Adam Donovan, musician.
Massive.
Joseph Furphy, author.
Well, Furphy, he invented Furphy, didn't he?
I don't know. I don't actually know who any of these people are, but there's one that I do know. It's on there. Josiah Sharla.
He's made the list, guys. He's made the list.
How?
Ellie is so angry she's not on this list.
Where am I?
I can promise you, right? And if you know me well enough and the people that are listening, you will know me to know that is, yes, something I would do to myself.
It is something you would do to yourself.
I'm arrogant enough to admit that, but I will come out and say right now, that was the first I've ever heard of it is when Dane revealed it to us. So someone has put me on there.
Unfortunately, I can vouch for that because I saw your reaction when Dane told you and it was genuine. He hadn't heard of it.
I'm telling you right now, when you do as much for the community that I do, right? When you come out on this radio show and there's been a lot of radio announcers, I'm the only radio announcer to have ever made that list.
Bro, you're not even from here.
To whoever's
put
me.
You're an Albanian, apparently, who was born in Sydney.
Hang on.
And now you moved here a year ago.
I have family history here. My auntie was born in Maroopna. I am a local from a long time ago, right? My grandparents, they both lived here in Shep in the 60s. So I have a lot of connection to this town.
So you reckon you're as much of a notable person as Briggs?
Well, I don't, but many people out there must because I've made the list, guys.
Well, I've done some investigating and I found the edits to the section.
Yeah, so you can actually see the edit history, right?
Yeah, you can. 3 days ago, this page was edited. I can't see exactly, but the notable people section was edited on the 10th of September.
Yeah, but was that for me or have I been on there for a long time and we just don't know it?
I doubt it. Surely not. Surely not. I think 3 days ago you've gone on and written.
You need to pick your game up, Ellie. You need to get on my level.
I've been here longer than you. You Why am I not a notable person?
You need to get on my level. That's all I'm saying. I'm up here. You're down here. If you want to get your own Wikipedia page, join me on this level. You're not far off.
Can someone add me? I refuse to add myself like Josiah did. Can someone go on and add me, please?
Whoever did add me, though, if you are listening, thank you very much. You've made my whole life.
I'm so mad about this.
So much so that I've just got a text off my grandmother who heard the last break with Dane.
Of course.
Wikipedia, wow. What a privilege for you. Keep doing what you're doing in the community. I'm sure this may have made a great impact in the choice of you. So proud of you, Grandma and Granddad.
Grandma, anyone can edit Wikipedia. Anyone can. Josiah can do it himself.
You know what?
It's not a big deal.
My grandma was probably the one that did it.
My grandma just messaged me too. Ellie, well done. I'm really proud of you for getting a Facebook page. Same thing, buddy.
Hit breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Discovered that I like something you're not supposed to like. And I discovered this yesterday when I was sitting in my backyard. It was a beautiful day. And my backyard, just to paint a picture, is not the prettiest thing in the world. It's just a concrete slab. I've got no grass. I've got no trees. I've got nothing.
Yeah, you're really looking after the future of this planet, aren't you?
It's not my fault. It's a rental.
Yeah, we'll chuck a little plant in the back garden then. Let us all breathe.
Oh, no, I've got fake plants inside.
You're the reason I can't breathe because you're taking away from this atmosphere.
Oh, I thought it was because I'm so beautiful and every time you look at me, your breath gets taken away. No?
Almost.
Okay. Anyway, so I was sitting out there and I've noticed that out of control at the moment in my house is a couple of weeds. In fact, a lot of weeds.
First of all, that's illegal.
No.
Second of all, that is a problem in Shepparton. And thirdly, they're making a cannabis farm very soon. So why would you do that when that's going to be legal soon, you criminal?
Disclaimer, not the weeds you're talking about. Just normal weeds.
What are you talking about? Like a meter high? How big are they?
They're pretty high. They're kind of like vines almost.
Oh, man.
They're just sprawling out of the cracks in the concrete, literally.
Okay. So judging by how messy your car is when we go for drives, it's basically you're sludging through rubbish when you sit in. You hear all the cans of Coke as you shut the door, right?
Whoa.
I'm picturing your bedroom being a mess as well. Now your back garden is a concrete jungle that is just covered in weeds the size of vines.
No, but they're okay.
What is your life, Ellie?
Okay,
sort it out.
It's not that bad. You're painting a very bad picture of me. I promise my car isn't that messy. Yes, there's a lot of Coke Zero in there, though. I will admit to that. No, but I decided that I don't want to pull out these weeds because they're really pretty.
Have they flowered, some of them?
Yeah, some of them have got little purple flowers on it. And in a concrete slab of a backyard, I should be allowed to have a bit of greenery.
Ellie, go to a landscape nursery, go to Kmart, buy yourself a little pot plant, right? Chuck that in your back garden to add a bit of greenery to your thing and get rid of those weeds. They're not good for anything. Get rid of them now.
I don't have enough money to buy pot plants, sir.
Ellie, as a former landscaper myself, I did 5 years in the trade.
It
makes me sick to know that you have weeds. And, you know, as a landscaper, I should volunteer to come take them out.
Exactly. I was about to say, come on over anytime.
Am I allowed to come over and decorate your whole back garden? Because as a landscaper.
Yes, please do.
That's what I used to do. I used to design people's back gardens.
I would love that. Do you know what? Actually, that reminds me. My next door neighbour. So I'm talking about my back garden, right, which is a mess. The front garden, pristine, because my next door neighbour Marcus comes over and whippersnippers it for us.
Because Marcus is a smart man that uses his time wisely. When you finish work, you go home and nap for 5 hours. And instead of napping for five, why don't you nap for four and spend that extra hour taking out the weeds, Ellie?
I've got Marcus. I'm fine.
Pay him to come over. Marcus and I will do another backyard blitz. Jamie Jury, the whole team, will come round and we'll get rid of those weeds because they're not going to help you.
Nah.
They're a pest. They bring in bugs. They bring in all sorts of animals.
Unless you do it for me, they're staying. Or Kevin Hicks is listening right now and tells me to clean up my garden. They're staying because I like the greenery, guys.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch-up with Josiah and Ellie.
Let's discuss The Bachelor last night. I feel like Batch is finally getting good. It's been a pretty slow season, but last night's episode and the night before were great.
It's getting to the pointy end. He is, I'm going to say, the worst Bachelor we've had. Richie was the worst. This guy, I actually watched for the first time last night. They did the home visits.
Yeah.
So he went back and visited the families of all the girls in the final four.
Yeah.
He was genuinely nervous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you notice
that too? Yeah.
He looked scared and petrified. Other Bachelors just arrogantly rolling like they don't care.
Yeah. Which makes him, I let me like him a little bit more.
You know what? That for the first time, I was like, this guy's a bit of a whatever.
Yeah.
But then when I saw how nervous he was going back, I was like, you know what? You're quite relatable right now.
Yeah. Yeah, good on you. Well, all of the hometown visits went well except for one, and that was Eleanor's over in WA. So he went over, met the family, and it was all going really well. She was saying she really liked him and whatnot. And then this moment happened where he forgot what had happened the day they met on the red carpet. Oh. So she was talking about being French and he said this.
You didn't speak French on the red carpet from memory, did you?
Oh, my God, Matt. I spoke French like the whole time.
No, what did he...
He obviously has no recollection of that.
Oh, my God, man.
He forgot their first moment they met.
Yes.
Bit of an overreaction on her behalf. I get her being annoyed and upset, but what guy doesn't forget?
I know, when you're meeting 28 girls or something in one night, surely you're not going to remember all of it.
Not to mention, I couldn't tell you every time I met each person at all. Guys aren't like that.
Yeah, but you're not looking for love every day.
Well, yeah, that's...
On the day that you decided to look for love, could you remember the day?
No, it's not something I try to remember, to be honest.
Well, when you say Eleanor overreacted, you're kind of right, because it led her to say, oh my God, it's a red flag if he doesn't even remember us meeting. I don't think I want to be with him anymore. And thus led to the most emotional roller coaster you'll ever see on television. So I'm going to take you through it. This is when she decided I can't be with him because of that.
I can't do this.
Every time things start to get real, she freaks out.
What am I doing here?
Is that how you feel?
She's just finished it.
Right, so she ends it. I'm just going to pause it there. She ends it there.
So she breaks up with him because he can't remember the first time they met.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you should probably break up over other things more important than something as small as that. Girls, check yourselves.
Stop. Each their own. So she's broken up with him. She's standing inside the door. Her sister's giving her a hug. Matt's walking around like, what just happened?
He's stressed because he's got three other girls he has to go back to. Oh, no, one down, three others.
Well, then he decides to go back in and fight for her.
I don't believe this, eh?
I can't pretend.
I don't want you to leave.
Okay, pause again. I don't want you to leave. So she's like, okay, I won't leave. That's cool.
And maybe
so
she could win. Why else would you want her to stay?
That's the thing. He fought for her, right? So he goes back in. He gets her to stay. And then he goes back out and he's talking to the cameras. And lo and behold, in the dark shadows behind him, she approaches him and ends it again.
Sorry, guys. I can't do this.
What's up?
I'm sorry to do this, but I can't.
What's changed in the last 5 minutes?
No idea if I'll see her in Sydney.
What's changed in the last 5 minutes? You forgot when you met him, buddy.
So then she's broken up with him twice, and then he's like, I don't know if I'm going to see her in Sydney. Then, of course, it gets the commitment ceremony. She rocks up. She's there, pulls him aside again, says, hey, I'm really sorry about that. I really want to make it work. Come on, Eleanor. Get it together, girl.
Broke and got back together 3 times in a night. Ellie, yes. This is my one thing. If she doesn't end up winning The Bachelor, which she's definitely not a favourite, is she?
No, not anymore. Not after that episode.
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
Begging her to come back because he wants her to stick around.
Well, maybe he loves her.
But he loves someone else if she wins. You better hope this girl wins. Otherwise, he's just wasted her time and forced her to come back into something so she can go get her heart broken again. What an absolute D-bag.
Oh, well, we'll have to wait and see how it pans out. But for now, I want to know, Goulburn Valley, how many times have you broken up with someone? Has it been multiple? Has it been as many as that, 3 times in one night? Or have you broken up and gotten back together and then it's worked for you? 30 years later, you're still together.
It does happen a lot. Sometimes people need that breakup to make them stronger in the future.
Yeah.
They say, allegedly. I don't know if I agree with that, but some people, you're right, can break up 10 times and they're still together now.
Yeah. So give us a call, 13 12 16. How many times have you broken up?
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
I feel like you've got a couple of stories here, Ellie, and your boyfriend Gav's listening. Shout out to him this morning. He's a great fella, but I feel like you might throw him. There's a bit of Eleanor in you as well. What's her name? Eleanor?
Well, her name's Eleanor, right? My name's Eleanor.
Very similar.
Well, that's what he's written. So he's just sent me a text message. The multi-breakup must be an Eleanor thing. Okay. He always has this running joke that I break up with him all the time because if I get mad at him, then he's like, oh, okay, I guess we're breaking up then. It's like,
oh, you're one of those ones.
No, but I don't actually break up with him. Yeah, okay, once I was like, oi, bro, don't cheat on me, because I thought he was cheating on me, but he wasn't. And I was like, anyway.
How many times have you said it? Let's go. I know you well. I reckon you've said it between 8 and 10 times.
No!
Yeah. There's a lot of Eleanor in Eleanor, isn't there? There's a lot.
Anyway, let's move on to Christine from Shep. Christine, have you broken up multiple times?
My husband broke up with me in, I think it was like year 9. We dated for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And he broke up with me. And then we remained really good friends. And then just after school finished, we ended up getting together and... Now we're just about 2 years married, been together for 9, and have a baby.
So it does work out for the good for some people, Christine.
Yeah.
So year 9 relationships, they're the best ones. Did you go off and kiss other boys in the meantime or?
Yeah, we both had other partners.
Yeah, okay.
So how many times, you just broke up the once and then got back together, or was there a few moments where you're like, oh, maybe we should try this and then, oh, no, it's not working right now?
Just the once, but we like had chemistry for like the whole time we weren't together and we stayed really good friends, but then, yeah.
Yeah, just like Ellie and I.
No, well, that's not true. That's not true at all. Stop starting the rumors. My boyfriend's listening to this show right now. Well, Christine, that's a lovely story. I'm glad it worked out for you. Do you think it would have worked out for you had you stayed together since year 9? Or do you think you needed that time apart?
Probably not. Like, they say if you're that young, it doesn't normally last. But we're still high school sweethearts. We still got together in high school, so
yeah,
you never know.
Oh, how beautiful. Well, there you go. Multiple breakups. Maybe it does work.
Yeah.
Maybe Eleanor and Matt are the real deal. They're in it for the long haul.
Maybe, but I've just checked Sportsbet and the odds aren't in her favour. Okay. I'm not even joking.
Yeah, actually, the promo for next week's episode made it look like she's definitely going home. Anyway, hopefully we'll get her on the show and we can clarify that all.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Now, before we start, just remember, these two get paid to be on the radio. It's Josiah and Ellie's Screw Up Friday.
Yeah, it is. Are you ready for this?
Not really, to be honest. We are going to highlight the best of the worst moments of you and I because, let's be honest, we're not great at our jobs.
Mm.
At least we admit it, though.
Yeah, true. Exactly. It's better than most other people do. So, without further ado, let's get into it. The best of the worst moments from this week. That is Tones and I with Dance Monkey. You're waking up with Josiah.
What's my name?
You're waking up with Josiah and Ellie this morning, as you can tell. Brain's not working yet.
Monday Muppet,
sorry,
is what we like to call it. I'm Monday's Muppet today because I can't talk.
I've got a good feeling about today. I feel like today's going to be a winner. So there's a lot of pressure on your shoulder.
Hopefully.
But after an explosive body corporate meeting still playing heavily on her mind, Elise breaks down.
Andy and Dem have a heartfelt reunion. Andy and Deb.
So you're waking up with Josiah and... Whoa.
What's my name?
Josiah and Ellie. I don't know how my voice just did that. That's crazy.
What a mighty good man.
You're waking up with Josiah and Ellie this morning. We can't see it.
Well, he's coming out for R&B Vine Days. What's R&B Fridays? That's the one. What's his name? Cisco.
Yeah. Joined by Boss Benny. I can't even speak. I'm so nervous. Boss Benny. Anyway, let's go over to the US quickly where a video has gone viral.
Hey, Alpha Bucks is back this morning, guys. Just before 8 o'clock, going to be playing Don't Go Anywhere. Have your phone in me on you because don't have your phone in me. That would be really weird. I don't suggest you do that at all. That took a weird turn. Have your phones on you, please. 13 12 16 is the number. When we announce to when to call, I'll announce when to call inside me very soon.
You done?
Yeah, I'm
done. We good? Can we move on?
Let's move right along.
I feel like this week we need an extra long weekend because that collection of screw-ups was pretty bad for this
week. Our brains just haven't been working, but has it been any different any other week? That's the big question.
Good point.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
All in all, I've got to put it out there, and I'm sorry if this offends anyone, but I'm not a huge fan of personalised number plates.
There's a few around the Goulburn Valley. People love them. To be honest, I'm with you on that now.
Mm.
As I've grown up, I don't like them. As an 18 to, or I should say even younger, 16 to probably 21-year-old, it's all I ever wanted.
Yeah. What did you want on it? DJ Osire or something?
Yeah, just my name. No, I wanted like my initials or something, you know, like JS is a legend.
Okay, fair enough. Well, yesterday I was on a phone call appointment with my accountant.
Look at you go. You must be flying if you have your own accountant.
You've got your own accountant.
Shout out to Steve DePetta.
Anyway, so I was on the phone to him and I was doing my tax return and he was asking me all questions about my life and stuff. And then he asked me for the registration of my car. And I told him, and I'm going to change a few numbers so people don't stalk me in the streets. But basically...
You're not that famous,
yes,
mate.
Yes, I am. What are you talking about? My number plate is along the lines of... I'm trying to figure out which ones to change. Okay. 5BO2VB.
2VB.
Yeah. And his first reaction was, oh, does that mean something significant to you? I was like, no. It's just what Thompson Holden gave me. Like, what do you mean? And he goes, oh, you know, it sounded like it was a personalised number plate.
Yeah, because it's got 2VB in there. And he's obviously done your tax, seen your lifestyle, seen that every second receipt has 10 VBs on there. And he's like, there's a running theme in this girl's life here. She loves a VB.
What about BO?
I don't know what he means by BO. Oh, I see. Yeah,
yeah,
maybe.
I was like, what? Do you think I've got bad BO and I drink a lot of VB?
Well, it makes sense.
Like, what is he implying about my life?
Maybe him and I had a conversation before you made that call because he seems to be right on the money and so does your car's number plate.
Stinky beer drinker. That's apparently what I am. But I was like, whoa, dude, I'm not a personalised number plate gal. But there are a lot of personalised number plate people around. And I want to talk about this today. What does your number plate say? Whether you've planned it that way or whether it's unfortunate like mine with the BO and the VB in there. Does it maybe have an acronym? Like, are you 1CBF or something?
Well, we love, I've seen, there are so many around the Goulburn Valley personalised plates.
Yeah.
And you guys listening right now, we know you love a plate. There's actually an Instagram page. Oh, I love this one. It's called Bogan Plates.
Yeah.
And they put up plates from around Australia that people have. This is one of my favourites here. They posted this not long ago. I love a punt.
Oh!
There's a couple of different varieties of daddy. On the
oh, no. See, who looks at their car and think, I'm going to put daddy on that? Give us a call, accidentally or not accidentally. What does your number plate say? We want to hear your stories. 13, 12, 16 is our number.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
I've just been looking at a list of number plates online. One person's got, beer. Well played to that person.
You would pay a lot of money
yes,
for that one.
Sure would. Let's go to James from Shep. James, do you have a number plate that spells something?
Yeah, I brought a car from the auctions and the number plate actually says Pook 89.
Pook?
Yeah, Pook.
How do you spell Pook?
P-O-O-K.
Stop it. Okay. Could it be, is it from Kapooka, the army base, or Pukapunyal or something?
No, I'm not too sure, but I Googled it and apparently in the Canada Dictionary it means the definition of a, like a... junkie or a drug addict or something.
So you're just driving around Shep in your Pookmobile.
Yeah, that's what my mates say. They go, oh, here comes Pooky.
Do you reckon it was intentionally done?
Be honest, I'm not too sure, but yeah, it is a personalised number plate, so yeah. Someone's paid for them.
Amazing. Well, Pookie's also an Asian cartoon character that's
is
very
it?
Famous in South Korea, so maybe they could be a fan of South Korea as well, James.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting them changed.
What are you going to get them changed to?
Just a normal, regular number plate.
Oh,
they do stand out.
I'll put an S at the start of it. Spook. Oh, yeah. It can be really good for Halloween.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, James. Let's move on to Nicole from Shep. Nicole, what does your personalised number plate say, my friend?
It's not a personalised one. It's a Vic Road issued, but it's 1FY3CW.
1FY.
So 1FU, I'm guessing.
Yep.
3CW.
So C, three other letters, Warriors.
Oh.
Okay, you have to really like unpack that though. If I just looked at it, I probably wouldn't be too.
Nicole, I feel like you've kind of just seen your own number plate and made up with the worst possible situation there.
Made up your own acronym.
Is that how you did it?
My 10-year-old came up with that.
Your 10-year-old needs some soap in their mouth. Wash that mouth out.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie. Oh my God, have you seen this?
Shut up.
It's Josiah and Ellie's Headline of the Week.
Yeah, this is the time of the week where we take a look at what's made news and we pick out the weirdest and most wonderful headlines. And that's all we're going to go into. I'm not going to tell you too much about the stories. You just have to let your imagination run wild from these headlines. Are you ready? Headline number one. 74-year-old Indian woman gives birth to twins, becoming world's oldest mum.
I saw this unbelievable story. Did you see her?
Yeah.
She looks like she's about to cark it, but she's having kids.
I know. Well, do you know what the kicker is? Her husband's 82.
Wow.
And he had a stroke the day before the birth. I know.
Probably not the only time he had a stroke.
It's not the most responsible thing to do.
Oh, hey, if they're happy and they can still have kids, Ellie.
Yeah, but they can only have kids for like 10 years.
They could be Benjamin Button. They may live older than 100.
True.
You never know. This kid might Nah, that's terrible.
Imagine being preggers at 74, though. Like, being pregnant's hard enough, by
the way. Imagine being 10 years old and you've got an 84-year-old mum.
Yeah, I know.
Imagine, do you reckon she breastfeeds?
Maybe. I don't want to think about that. Let's move on.
Come here, little Sunil.
Okay, let's move on. Florida man parks smart car in kitchen so it won't blow away.
Oh, because of the hurricane.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah, but also, how do you get a car into a house?
Well, here's a fun fact about Florida for you. There's a building there called the Porsche Building, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can only live in this unit block. It's about 50 floors high. Mm-hmm. It's next door to Donald Trump's place, right? It's a unit block. If you own a Porsche, so you drive into the elevator and it takes you up to your unit block.
So many parking places in Melbourne do that.
Do they as well?
Yeah, whenever I used to go stay in Melbourne, there's a place that we go to that has a car elevator.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
The only thing is annoying. With this one, it only works if you have a Porsche though. Oh. It's got some sort of, your key only works if it's a Porsche key.
Yeah, same with the place I go to. That's why I take my Porsche down all the time.
You live in the Ferrari building.
Yeah. The Jag building. Headline number three. If Luke doesn't win Australian Survivor... This is my favourite. I'm personally going to defecate on Ten's doorstep.
Oh, as in Win. Somebody's that much of a fan of Win, the channel.
Oh, sorry,
that
if Win.
If Luke doesn't win, they'll go and do that. I mean, you'd have to be a big fan of Luke's, wouldn't you? Like, what?
Well, Luke is great. If you've seen Survivor, you'll know Luke's great. I don't know if I'd go as far as to defecate anywhere for Luke, but...
If you've seen Survivor, he deserves to win, no doubt. Yeah. It's an extreme measure.
Some people get too invested.
I hope they go through with their word if he does it.
Now I'm going for Pia. Come on, Pia, take it out. Hey, if you see any headlines throughout the week that are weird, feel free to send them to us. Hit GV on Insta or hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Let's talk about the GV with Channel 9's Lexi. Let's talk about the GV with Channel 9's Lexi. Let's talk it out, Lexi.
Yeah, every Friday we like to check in with our Channel 9 counterpart, Lexi Junawick. Morning, Lex.
Hey, morning. How are things on this fun Friday?
So good, sister. We're both in good moods today, ready for the weekend.
Aren't we all? And the sun's shining. We're ready to rock it out.
Exactly. Lucky
Lex,
for you.
You look like you're ready for a weekend. You look like you're ready to let the hair down and go crazy.
I know.
He's saying she looks disheveled or something.
No, she looks like she's about to party and let loose.
Oh, party. I was going to say the bags under my eyes.
You and I both.
The concealer is needed today.
me too.
Now, you've had a busy week. You've been here, there and everywhere, dodging the rain.
I have
enjoying
been.
The sunshine.
And I've had a very Violet Town week, if that's
nice.
Possible, which is beautiful.
Well,
it's
speaking of Violet Town, the markets are on tomorrow. You'll see me there.
I know. It never ends. That is the theme of the week, Violet Town. Now, I was lucky enough yesterday to meet with the guys at Goulburn Valley Walnuts, which is a fantastic small privately owned walnut processing plant. So when I went there, I thought, I do not know what to expect, but there are literally six workers there, aww, all doing their thing, taking, and it's a fascinating process to watch, taking the walnut out of the shell and packing it all up, and fantastic smells and just sights and everything like that. But the best thing is that they're doubling production next year. They've just bought a site in Talamba.
Oh, great.
And they're going to move all their gear there, expand their workforce and, yeah, double down on production, which is fantastic.
That's awesome. Well, Ellie loves nuts. What are your favourite walnuts as well? Or you should go help the boys out.
Well, there's that thing. What's the rating? What's the top nut?
Walnuts are good in salads.
I know. Good healthy paps.
So
in
is
there.
A cashew, actually.
Yeah, true.
Although,
I love
if
nuts
a local business is walnut, we'll be right behind. We'll put more walnuts in our salads from
that's
now on.
That's the thing. That's the thing. Go the walnut. And the good thing is that because, I don't know, with some industries, obviously, in the GV, we're very well aware that, you know, some operations are winding back and everything like that. But the good thing about the walnuts, I was talking to the production manager, is that there are heaps of orchids popping up. So the more orchids and trees that are grown, the more they get to process and, you know, it keeps on going.
You never have enough nuts, can you?
I'm embarrassed to say. How do nuts grow?
What? I think on, don't I sound like an airhead, but I think on trees, that's the...
Do
nuts
they?
Apparently. Well, he was saying that if all things going well at this Talamba site, they're going to plant their own. So it's a beautiful, you know, earth. They plant the trees, they process them,
a
they bag them.
Tree.
So
wow.
There
hang
you
on
go.
A sec. I was about to laugh at you, Ellie, and go, that's the most stupid question I've ever
know?
Heard. And then all of a sudden I started thinking, I don't know how nuts grow either.
Exactly right.
They
a
are trees.
Nut.
Like there's acorns, obviously they grow on trees. So surely, what about peanuts? As if they
grow
on trees.
I can't visualize it. Isn't that weird? Mind blown. That's a thing.
Yep. If anyone has any insight into how nuts are grown, we'd love to hear from you.
Google
call
it.
Us 13, 20, 12, 16.
How do nuts?
Exactly right.
How do nuts grow?
That's a mystery that we need to crack open.
I've just Googled it. I'll do me a favour. Don't hit images.
Oh, sickening.
No, they do grow on trees, guys. They do.
So the good thing is with this new site, they could, you know, grow their own and do the whole, you know, the whole shebango, which
great.
Is fantastic. So fun times in Violet Town. Also in Echuca, you probably saw parking meters vandalised.
I did see that.
Which is not a good story.
Well, Ellie and I were actually in Echuca that day. We went to pay for parking and couldn't because the thing had been vandalised.
I know, but myth busted. I talked to council and they said that even though 11 machines were broken, you still had to find a machine that was working, print off a ticket or else risk getting fined.
Get stuff, council. They do anything for a dollar, don't they?
Well, you Seriously. Can't say they don't, but that was an unfortunate question
Revenue.
That had to be answered.
They're all the money we're spending on parking, we could be spending on walnuts.
It's exactly right.
Well, I've just come to the bottom of it, guys. So tree nuts grow on trees, pretty obvious, whereas peanuts grow underground.
Oh, that's what I thought.
There
right?
we go.
And they're considered as, how do you say that word? Is it legumes or legumes?
Legumes.
Legumes. So there's different types of nuts. Brazilian nuts, cashews, hazelnuts, and tree nuts.
Oh, bless. There we go.
Peanuts underground, most of them are on trees, though.
We've learned a lot this morning.
Peanuts. Well. So many mysteries open.
Well, Lexi, Juno Week from Channel 9 News, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, legends. Happy weekend.
You too. You can catch Lexi on Channel 9 News, Border Northeast tonight from 6.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.